Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.47 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant will be joining us shortly. Now it's time for three big things. Two mosques full of worshipers were the victims of mass shootings in New Zealand today. At least 49 people attending prayers were killed. One man has been arrested and charged so far. In a stunning rebuke, a dozen defecting Republicans joined Senate Democrats blocking the national emergency order from President Donald Trump. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran among those Republicans voting to rebuke. Israeli warplanes struck in the Gaza Strip. This in response to a rare rocket attack on the Israeli metropolis of Tel Aviv. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning, things looking good. Those traffic volumes are starting to pick up now, starting to see more heavier traffic on I-135 up around 29th Street North and that North Junction area. Some pretty heavy traffic right around there. Also, fairly heavy traffic eastbound Kellogg right around West Street. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into the weekend. We're looking for a mostly sunny weekend. High today of 49. Clear sky tonight, overnight low down to 30. And looking ahead for that weekend, a little warmer tomorrow, a high 60. And then on Sunday, high 59. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 34 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Hey, don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers at The Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase. The Monarch in Delano. 649 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We've been checking in with Steve McIntosh from the Blarney Breakfast all morning long, and we'll check in with Steve now. Have the bagpipers made their way through, Steve?
As a matter of fact, the pipers just got through piping, so you can hear me now. But a minute ago, they were going pretty loud and strong, getting you into the Irish mood for the 44th annual Original Blarney Breakfast here at Old Chicago till 9:30 Kellogg and Rock Road. I just said hello to a listener of ours named Don. He works at Waldinger. Says he listens to Steve and Ted every morning. How about that? So come on by, and this is, again, a great fundraiser for Rainbows United. They've got celebrity coffee pourers, including our Wichita City Council member Brian Fry a minute ago was pouring coffee. Again, the deal there is you give them a tip that goes to Rainbows, and our good friend Sean Tarbell from Davis Moore, he is matching all those. How about that? So a lot of people are volunteering their time to do this, and it's just because it's a great way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but a great way to celebrate Wichita, and above all, to raise some money for Rainbows United, which is a super cause. This is the 44th annual, Ted, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people having a great time down here this morning.
Out at Old Chicago East. Hey, Steve, look who dropped by the studio, and he's making me call him Don O'Grant this morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning, Donnie.
Yeah, I can't think of someone doing better Blarney than you, sir.
Blarney is a term for what? Baloney?
Or something else.
Yeah, I know.
Having to do with cows, male cows.
You're right.
Steve, we'll check in with you again shortly. Keep things rolling there, all right?
Can do. We'll be here.
That's Steve McIntosh, live at the Blarney Breakfast this morning at Old Chicago East.
That's fun.
Sounds like things are hopping there.
Yeah, back in my anchor days, I remember serving up stuff there. That was kind of fun.
You were doing, back
when I was a celebrity like Brian Fry.
Well, you're still a celebrity.
Yeah.
You're just in a different line of work.
Yeah, I'm such a celebrity.
You're on the radio every morning with us.
That's a good point. Yeah, I do have a face for radio, that's for sure.
Should I pay off that student loan?
Good question. What should you do?
Well, when I had one, I paid it off.
Good. Immediately?
Should I question that?
Immediately or just stretch it out a little bit?
I stretched it out. I had no choice, really.
Yeah,
I had to get some money in the till.
Well, there's goods and bads to it. You know, it seems like every middle-class generation has it worse financially than the previous generation. For example, my dad had three full pensions and Social Security.
Oh
he also had health care for life. from the last big engineering company that he related to, and for my mom, too. And I have a couple of pensions from past work that I'll be able to tap into as well, never having any student loan debt either. I was able to pay it off through the GI Bill when I was actively in school, and I was truly able to work my way through college. It was cheap enough you could do it. But that's not all true for my daughters. Now, those who entered the workforce in the past decade and those who come after them will more than likely be saddled with rising health care costs that will always be a stressor in their lives. They certainly won't see a pension, and most will carry some form of student loan debt. If you enter the workforce with a student loan to pay off, how and when should you do that? Well, I would generally encourage aggressively paying off as soon as possible, but realize that some loans may have, be better off stretched out. If you have high interest private student loan debt, sacrifice all you can to either refinance it at a lower rate or aggressively pay it down. If you can't write off the interest against your income, as some loans allow, pay it off. And if you have a high salary job, pay it off no matter what the interest rate, just to get rid of it. Now, I would suggest paying just the required principal and interest payments on the student loan if you have a low interest, locked interest, government-backed loan. Now, you may be able to earn more investing in lower risk investments than you're paying in interest, so why pay it off? And if you are allowed to write off those interest payments, as you are with many of those government loans on your taxes, the cost of that money can be even lower. Let's say you have a 6% rate, but you're able to write it off against your income. The effective rate that you're paying may only be 4.5% or 5%. Now, when comparing it to other debt you have, it's generally best to attack the higher interest borrowing first in most cases. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, and I'll help you out. Number 634-2222.
I know it was a great relief to me when I made that last student loan payment.
Oh, I bet.
Burden off my back.
Well, but I hate to say, I leveraged a student loan when I was in college. I didn't really need it, but I took it out to put a down payment on a house.
Well, hey.
Because it helped me with that. Of course, that's when the interest rate on a loan was only like 2%.
Yeah, it was tiny.
But
yeah.
The interest rate on the house, my first house I bought in the late 70s.
Was probably insane.
11.5%.
So.
Yeah, and that was like a teaser rate.
Mm-hmm.
FHA teaser rate. So, oh, man.
Some of that's changed a little bit.
It has. Yep. It has. So are you going to go visit, have some Blarney when you're done today? Or
I won't have time. I have to live through Steve McIntosh's bubbly reports.
We all do live vicariously,
don't we?
Through Steve.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what my life has come down to.
Wow. Well, it's what you've been elevated to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's our money tracker, Don Grant. CFP every weekday morning with us right here with Steve and Ted. Coming up, the KNSS Morning News will once again be checking in with Steve McIntosh live at the Blarney Breakfast, and we'll tell you about the latest on those mass shootings in New Zealand. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.